but reading just roughly, the content advisor is lacking as to what was the content of the section. There's nowhere that it shows that why we invited Mr. Waters. We wanted to understand because he was the one who initiated the petition. But the document doesn't tell us what was contained in the petition and on whose behalf, so that we then go to our action and target. It's where, can you read please?
Mr. Waters submitted the petition on behalf of the residents from the East Bend calling for an investigation into reasons for chronic underfunding of the child welfare organization for consideration and reporting.
Yes, I see it, but I don't know whether we can be specific.
Child welfare.
All right. Let's move to the second page. If that were happy with that one, second one. Second one, so that we make an input there. We are happy with number one. Then second
paragraph.
Yes, paragraph.
Yeah, it's just the background and the rules. What does the rules say about the issue?
Right. So I take it that it says to us it was qualifying for us to attend to. Okay, meetings. These responses. Why is it that we just say what we did without saying the result and say that a meeting was, the committee decided, then following a meeting was established, Mr. Waters, Honorable, was invited, an engagement took place between them, and so on. And then Ogu could resolve our Kunizika Kun. As you know,
so
No, we have the Bonsana. First page, why are you in page 2?
Okay.
Sigu 2, meeting held.
Yes,
ma'am. This is our resolver, can means the thing of the city, the resolver, we process. And then she took him to Cuba. We invited, each department was notified. And then meeting organized between Kinane, facilitated by us between the NNA department, which is responsible. Sibeke, what we did instead of resolving, what the actions did we take? I don't know, members. So the sentence in this sense can go on. He says
meeting number two. In the action, we implement the action of taking on the first meeting that the invited department and then correspond on it. Apoka kuna counted now.
They understand. And they understand about the fully meeting, but in the Safuna. Indlela oyibeka apha ethe gabalala. Okay, sinotsho apha uba i-affected province. The affected province, which is Gauteng province, responded to their HOD and the directors that came to the meeting. Because now we can't respond to a petition as if we are here. So we informed the department and facilitated a meeting between the province, the Gauteng province, and the province national, so that in terms of policy direction, they agree that they implement the policy, and as to why then, as Gauteng province, they were not able to give those people what is being petitioned for. And then, in meeting, Kengo, we hear less notuba, wa respondanzani, HOD. But nga kumbulba, wa respondanzani, and the national agreed, nai. Because they didn't say when they were here, there was a peculiar reason why they were not paying funding this community of NPOs. But they stated that the funds were not enough. But we don't say here. And they also said, then we said, they must review, therefore, the funding policy of all NGOs. And Matikebona, they were still reviewing the policy. And then we said, during this review, it will be good for us as a committee to facilitate a bigger meeting, because it was found that this is not only Gauteng, it's spread throughout the country. So we agreed in Honorable, but this is a problem in the entire country, not only his constituency.
Yes.
And we further said, for us to understand their challenges, we need a meeting between the entire country, NGOs, representatives of NGOs, and the department, so that we can have a same understanding. And that other petitions will be prevented if everyone is informed of the issue of funding. I think that's what that was the actual content I remember. Honorable Waters was comfortable with the way we have managed the petition, and that he himself would go back to his constituency and explain the decision. I think that's what we did there. But our concerns are not the concerns of those people. Those people are not worried about how we feel about it. All they are worried about is that they are not funded. So as is there too, as Ngenda or other, if it is, because we were trying to assist that petition to be have its issues resolved. Because we now talk more to the department more than the initiating community. It's because every community that who empty wabo, who Mr. Waters should go back and explain to them that it's true that there is this gross underfunding, but he should always emphasize also that it is widespread in the entire country, and the committee will be taking steps to ensure that each department actually finishes the policy review, and that the funding should be taken into account. ekhele apho andazi nobanye amalungu ebefuna ukwengeza na nale sentence lapho egqibeleni yoku-encourage i-partnership ukuthi we felt there's a little gap between each department ne-NGOs and that that community we need to have a real living partnership. Non-members wanting to make an addition ngindlela nje esingayilungisa ngayo ayiyo ingathi isami yethu.
I just want to understand or confirm because obviously I wasn't here at the time, but are we writing the report for that time?
Yes.
Okay.
What happened was that honorable member. What is happened is that we did not send our response to the petition to the speaker.
Okay.
So that the speaker understands that the task we were given to respond, we did.
Okay.
Now what we're supposed to report back is to the speaker that indeed we received Tina in petition and we also took these steps, but then the failure to send it to speaker was a misdoing.
Yes.
Honorable Abraham.
Thank you, Honorable Makapa. I just want to clarify the heading of this report, because it says here that the petition was submitted by a group of civil pensioners, and then in the background it says that Mr. Walsh submitted it on their behalf. Shouldn't that be? Because sometimes when you read the heading, then it tells you about the impact. So I don't know if we should pay any attention.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I thought of that. It needed that who is behind the petition, but those people then were sending this petition to through their MP. So that's why we needed that background.
I think correct to say a petition submitted by voters on behalf of a group of people.
That is great.
But Chair, now that we are talking about that, nowhere else do we mention pensioners, civil pensioners in the body of the report. We're talking about NPOs. I'm saying that the If this was on behalf of NPOs, let's say NPOs, if it was group of pensioners, let's say group of pensioners throughout.
It was
child welfare.
They were complaining that they can't do their work properly.
Yes.
In line with the Children's Act because of lack of resources.
Yes.
That is why then we had to widen the response, because in our understanding, all these NGOs in the family of children are not getting what they used to get before. So they say they are underfunded. So we wanted therefore the department, not us, to listen to the department, what they have to say about underfunding to children's
organization. Yes.
Then the meeting was set, and the MP who brought the petition on behalf of his constituency. This children's grouping was present, and we wrote to the department that follow it back to Gauteng, because he brings it from Gauteng. Therefore follow it from Gauteng so that when the department comes, they bring the culprit, the one who underfunds, and then Bona as an overall body be present and listen to how they respond.
Okay.
In fact, they did therefore state that it is true that these organizations are underfunded,
okay,
because we've got shortage of funds,
mm-hmm,
and so on. And this debate went to say, is it widespread in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be now responded as if it's the only, because we'll have to respond to all of them. Let's have one round table,
mm-hmm,
and explain our problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what could be coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay.
I think, sorry, Mama. Another thing, I think the subheading is misleading. I think it was I've copied from a previous petition. Yes. It's not. It has nothing to do with a group of you.
Yeah.
So
okay,
that's related,
okay,
from the Mr. Waters,
okay,
on behalf of the residents.
Yeah.
Go back. What are the elders having to do with this? MP is very active. He would stand up and say, I never talk out about any elder.
And also, what is the thing of pensioner?
It's okay, no, it's okay, it's fine. As long as it's, we are here to correct that.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. I think you put in there and then you collect, you, as this is, as long as in there, you can always,
yeah,
work on it and put the right words on the right places and remove elders.
Mm.
What else is it there?
Mm.
Are members comfortable with the document now?
Yes.
Mm.
Hello, hello. No, dear, we heard about it. No, as long as we have agreed that we are going to work on this document. But if you have to talk or make a follow-up question or voting, when it comes to vote, we are all going to run. But there's one condition. If we run for voting, no one is not going to go and vote. There are those who sometimes not vote. Okay. No, if now we are through with this, if this one is a response to the speaker who sent us a petition, which was presented to the speaker by Honorable Waters on behalf of children's organizations in his constituency. So it became our petition. And then in order to respond fairly, we said the department must make a follow-up by actually raising the matter with Gauteng Province Social Development. Then they agreed to come and present in the presence of Mr. Waters, who was invited to Social Development.
Yes.
Then the discussion ended up, the client, who is Mr. Waters, agreeing that he understands this dilemma.
Yes.
And then we had to say, both us as a portfolio committee and the department will try and find a reach out to other NGOs so that they don't make similar petitions. Because he had started to say there are some from Ekurhuleni that he wants to bring. And we said, no, their card boxes will be full of petitions. Let's deal with, use this one and find solutions, of which he agreed. And he left, he was satisfied. So all that is required for us is to be understood whether we responded. But if, unfortunately, we didn't send a record to say to the Speaker's office, we have responded, because if we don't, the speaker will be held accountable for not ensuring that we responded as a portfolio committee, all of us. So this is the report. Can I call for an adoption? Honorable Mama Mkosi and Honorable Mama Bev. So all of us, and it will then be corrected and then sent to the Speaker's office with corrections. It's adopted with corrections.
Okay.
No, I will ask.
I still remember the page. Yes. Which is,
yes.
So,
okay.
Okay,
no. 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 It was not salty, I know. So can we then move to
the elephant in the room, the
report. This report, honorable members will agree that we set ourselves. We set ourselves that our report will be running concurrent with our sitting. Here's one. We should get ourselves. Do all members have reports? Then Chatele Yakum.
Yes, they have.
Content advice. Surely, as you were, you are going to guide us. As you were compiling this report as per our resolution, are they kept here in that arrangement so that we can follow them? Since we are dealing with this particular administrating what. So how are we going to put our charter? So that we know that now we're dealing with social development, a particular chapter. Or if you have a format, talk about it. So that we can build on that.
Oh, there is
honorable members. Mama Mkosi, you are protected against former councillor was out there. What is your constituency?
El Rato.
Where is your councillor there? No, what I think we must do, we have once took a decision that everything will be piled in a manner that it remains an information that will simply be reorganized to meet the format that is required, and also to be consistent of being in a sequence as we continue to put the history of our work that we have been doing. However, the department, I mean the portfolio committee secretariat also said there is a format, and we then said we look into the format and see if we can amend it or whatever to suit our reporting. But now I will request to content advisor together with the secretary, the portfolio committee of the secretary of the portfolio committee to guide us as to what they have done, what format they have devised. So we make input in that and we correct it all the way. We are agreeing on that approach. Malungu ni agantan. Malungu ati kuda.
Okay, thank you.
What is your theory?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, members. Yes, Chairperson, the format of the report is twofold. The first part is mainly the narrative that will be the content of the work that we've done. So what I've done is I started the way that I looked at the key issues that the committee identified as the oversight areas, and those are the issues that were aligned as the committee had agreed to the bigger legislative framework of government, the NDP, the medium term housing framework, the SONA, so all those issues that were identified as the priority areas for the term. So I looked at those ones, like for example food security. Then I look at what committee did and what issues the committee raised with regard with each priority area. For example, food security, ECDs, funding of the NPO, substance abuse, I'm talking on top of my head now. Yes, I'm going to go in details, Chairperson, as we go, yeah.
Yes.
Gender-based violence, violence against children and older persons, we looked at that. I'm just giving you some
of the... No, it's a summary, a background.
And she asked me how is the
structure. I said she must orientate her as how they have made their format. And then we will zoom in when they are in page one and look as to what we can add or we can deduct. So she is now giving a background as to how we came to the format.
Okay,
sure.
Yes, Chairperson, and issues of child protection. I looked at issues of the organogram. I looked at the issues of employment, especially the social workers, the absorption of social workers, so that's the main thing that the committee focused on. I looked at in there, I also looked at the issue of the council, the South African Council for Social Services Professions, issues that emerge when we're engaging with it. And then I also looked at the issue of SASA, but now SASA has a separate subheading where I went into a little bit of detail of the whole court findings and the rulings and activities of the committee. That's the narrative I'm talking, section of the narrative. The other section, which was compiled by Mrs. Lindy, it's more in a table form. It only look at the oversight activities, where we went, what were the objectives, and what were the recommendations of the committee. That part, hey? Yeah, I'm going. And that part, Chair, I can note, but she will explain later, there's one session that's missing that the department is still working on it. They had indicated to submit a report on Friday. We need to provide the responses to the recommendations, what was responded. So that part is still missing. And then the other session looks at the bills that the committee considered. It also looks at the oversight visits. It also looks at the...
Mama Sang,
international visits, yes. It looks at the meetings that the committee held and looks at the things that were referred to the committee, which is like the PRRR, the high level panel that we also dealt with it. So that's the second part of the report. So it's structured into twofold: narrative of the content and then the activity.
So that overall format approach, so as to be allowed to be able to focus on, if there was a book, I would say on a chapter. But I think I didn't see a part that says these priorities we set up were also linked to the priorities that were presented by the department.
Yes, it can.
Okay, but their objectives, yeah.
Okay, I'll show you.
It's okay, fine. If it's there, that's fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
So, can we then start looking into the actual report of what Mama is saying, using the document that is in front of us? Mama Sango, do you have anything to say?
Yes, I did go through the report.
Okay.
I really believe that it covered, and I only joined the committee midstream, I believe.
Yeah.
But it really covered all the areas that one would have expected to be covered by a report of this nature. The question I have, Chair, and that question appreciates that this is a template that is being used in Parliament. The question I have is that this thing that this almost executive summary that she has taken us through, what prohibits it to be on this report? So that if one takes this report and takes one look at the executive summary, they see exactly what is on there.
Okay.
Exactly as she has outlined it. Because when I take this report and have heard what she's saying, I do have stuff to anticipate. And I can even go as far as saying, I think you left one, two, or three out, or whatever. Because she was saying, like, this report is a report of the term which goes into activities such as da 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 da, and then it also looked at da 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 da, and then part of it is this and part of it is narrative. I'm saying, why am I not reading that in the report itself?
That is why I posed that question, because I had not arrived where you're saying this,
yes.
Because I thought it would be in the,
okay,
just to catch my attention,
yes,
as a reader,
yes,
so that as I read, I look forward to more.
Yes.
I'll add that.
It seems, honorable members, read this document. I am not in a position to want us to repeat the work that has been done. But I do know that before the fourth industrial revolution, computers had some way of spell check and so on.
Yes.
So with these ones, they should be advanced. They can even give you that right spelling. So I don't know whether I'm limiting e-participation here if I say NAV looking into it at a very high level, and I'm glad that members have done a lot of work.
Yes, Chair, you are spot on.
So what can we do? Do the same work that you did in your homework, students, and then continue with it when it's already there? Or can I propose to that, if this is the record of what we did, why don't we adopt it so that it stops to be a draft and becomes our document? Honorable Nkosi, Mayor Bev, Sisteli, Uzophuma, I don't mind your declaration.
I mean, things like organogram, I've never seen it spelled like this.
Finalize.
And Chair, can we use this report internally in our house, because I really was impressed by it.
You need to, because one, you know what was also helpful, when we came here, some things we knew because there was Kopana. Kopana has been a since in this committee. So when we came, there were those who have been in the committee like Kopana. So they would assist us. When the department is bypassing, and they say no, this is what's in our legacy report. So that, yes, and secondly, I think it will help because what we want to do as this portfolio committee is to instill a consciousness that a country that does not understand this importance of social development and psychosocial problems and challenges will not survive. It is critical, therefore, that all political parties know what you have been engaging about. And in fact, there's no way we can argue against each other because everyone has got this go-go, and the go-go's and the children are always the same, and they are very apolitical, the go-go's. All they want is to, let's get our what is due to us. So, honorable members,
next,
you?
You
know, I'm
not
going to
and
the local men to turn up who been a committee. About Babuka and the committee, but Bessie Mane, I think you back up with Kevlet in a Malay.
Yes,
I think you do. I'm a poison, I'm a tone. Honorable members, I'm really saying thank you for today. Because if we leave things hanging, then we will have spoiled the entire process we were here. I thank you very much, and we'll go back to the house because we have finalized everything. But we will have a benefit of the actual document when it has been compiled and finished.
Okay,
I think I want to say to the members, let's keep Mama Hope in our prayers. Every time, let's keep her heart is here with us, but the health does not allow her. Even yesterday, I told her yesterday that she mustn't come back now. She must go and relax because she was complaining that the feet, she has a problem. Because remember, radiation and chemo affect those areas. So let's keep on calling her, and she appreciates when we send messages. She loves it. Let's keep her sending messages to her, calling her. She really appreciates that.
I don't mind if there's something left in my office in the form of budget, sending another batch. That one, it was delivered to her house. So this one will also be delivered, just to appreciate that she actually has recovered and was able to be here. But I think this period is the period she was supposed to be sitting at home trying to recoup. Yes, because the chemo is very brutal. So after that, every tissue is tired. You need to really they're very tired. Every tissue, you don't feel it like it's your tissue. So, and also the brain is not affected. You want to be with those you belong to, but the strength doesn't allow you. I was pleading with her that she must not come, but she said, no, I'm coming. And that day she worked all day long. We had four meetings. Call us out, give us instructions, call us out again. So she worked very hard that day. And I was saying, we'll continue working with you.
On the
left hand,
and
he
was right. Honorable,
girl.
Girl.
Oh.
So she's
the last year one was a girl and this year again
it's
a girl.
Yeah.
I know. Since yesterday.
I congratulations. Others decide I'm going to have four children. Fast, then it's done.
She was 38 when she got married, so she needed to keep
the
money. So she made it.
Now when you come, let's just say.
The one who bet it.
I don't know
how I'm done with my.
I'm
done.
Thank you.
We
are done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you.